Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today for Blog Talk Radio for Favor Life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon, and it's a pleasure to come to you today for this 15 minutes in empowerment. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, watching them, and seeing how many of them have watched God perform great things as he's assigned a word to them that has never returned back void. We've watched God perform in their life and make them a blessing not only to themselves but to other nations. And that same call and that same word has been spoken over a life where God has chosen us before the foundations of the earth to do something wonderful in our life and to use us for his glory. So we are part of that generation that he's chosen for such a time as this, and we use our everyday life to take us to the process of there, and that process is by faith. And as you walk by faith and trust God and obey him, we watch him manifest something in us that we can never, ever do ourselves. And he causes us to be a blessing to not only our generation, but every race and every nation that we come in contact with, because we tell them and show them and demonstrate the love and the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it is a blessing to walk with you through this process of there. And we're headed somewhere. We have a destination. And as he is, we shall be as he is, looking like him. So that's the great thing about it. Today we are going to look back in the book of Genesis, and we're going to be looking at the life of Jacob. And we're going to talk about when you're waiting on God. Sometimes that process is very, very hard to wait on God, especially when you need an answer. All types of fear hit your life, all types of worry and anxiety hit your life when you need an answer for God. Jacob was on his way back. The Lord had spoke to him, and he was going back into the country of his brother Esau, and he was nervous. He needed an answer from God because he wanted to know what was going to happen, even though the word of God had been spoken saying, go back, which gave him the assurance that if the Lord said, go back, then that meant that there was provision that was already made, that God was going to do something. But his own mind and his own flesh had him in a place of panic and fear. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we are waiting on the Lord to answer us, and we're waiting on God to perform in us, and we're waiting on him to open up arms, especially when we're in a time crunch, everything in us says do something, act. God didn't hear you. You know, all kinds of fear trying to set in to make us think that God has not answered us. And we know in the book of Psalms that there is a psalm that says, hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my voice, which lets us know that there are times as we wait on God that it seems as if he's so far from us that he didn't hear us or he did not respond to us the way that we thought. But I believe the word of God, and I've been in a process of waiting on God. And even when my own flesh and mind began to tell me, you need to do something, the Spirit of God calmly spoke to me and says, I got you. Don't fear. It's okay. And we have to be careful that we don't run ahead of God because we're anxious, because the word of God lets us know, be anxious about nothing. But in everything we do in prayer and supplication, that we have to lay before God the prayers of faith. And even in our place where fear comes in, we have to say to God immediately so that we don't challenge his ability to do what he said. That when fear and doubt come in, that immediately we run to him and we say, just like Peter, Lord, help my unbelief. Help this place where anxiety is trying to step in. Help this place where fear is trying to creep in. Help this place where worry is trying to creep in. Let me go back and embrace what I know about you in your words. Let me go back and rehearse what you've done in my life. Let me go back and remember the place where I built a memorial, where you showed up on time. And the same God that did it before, the same God that answered me in darkness before, the same God that answered me when trouble was all around, the same God that made a way when I could not see a way, the same God that opened up the door that seemeth impossible, the same God that met me in the place of need, the place of sick, sickness, the place where my body was being inflicted, the place where trouble was hitting my children, the place where the enemy was coming against my family or my ministry. God, be that same God. Let me go back and remember, choose to remember, and make my heart be at peace. Make my soul be at peace. Make my spirit, everything in me, begin to hope thou in God. Hope, confidence that I have in him and what he's done. Jacob was at a place where he needed God to answer him and answer him immediately. And he was so in a place of despair that whenever the angel of the Lord came, he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. When God answers, the blessing arrives. When God comes with the release, the blessing is on the release. When God comes with the place where he's already fulfilled or is fulfilling what he said, there is a rest and a reassurance that comes. When God answers you, look for the blessing, look for the reassurance, look for the peace, look for the release, and know that all is well. And when God does that, it is an immediate thing that is manifested in eternity, from eternity into time. And you might not get the release or get the okay within that very second, but know that it is already done, that it's already fulfilled. There's some things that come immediately. There's some breakthroughs that come immediately. There's some that show up supernaturally. And then there's others that we have the answer, and we have to wait for the manifestation of that answer. It might be that doctor's report when God says, I've healed you. And we know within ourselves that it's done, but we have to wait for that doctor's appointment for them to go and confirm, for that test to go and confirm, or that door to open up for that job that we've been praying for, and our application is finally put there and they've accepted it, or that business deal that they are thinking about and they haven't yet put into action the words of a yes. Or that sometimes it's even a lawsuit that we're waiting on, or of different things that we're waiting. God has already told us it's in our favor. And we have to wait and know that it is a place that is already settled, and we have to calm ourselves and make ourselves believe and trust and rest in God. Because the enemy is going to come with all these thoughts. You look at Jacob. Jacob's mind was saying, my brother's going to kill me. He's going to kill my family. He's going to take. So he splits up his family, divides his family, so that some of them would survive. But God would have never let him go back into that place if he said, I'm going to bless you and make your children a great nation. God would have never allowed him to return to a place that would have been the place of his destruction. And that's what you have to understand. The Lord is never going to allow you to go into a place or have something happen in your life that would destroy his power and authority, that would destroy that overcoming testimony, that would destroy the place of your victory, because it would look as if he didn't have the power to keep you or deliver you or save you. But because we trust in him, the assurances, and we know that all things are going to work for our good. So even in my weight is working for my good. In my weight, God is doing something in me. In my weight, he's performing something in my life. In my weight, he's changing me. He's taking me deeper. He's making me be at peace. He's causing a song to come out of me that the angels can't sing. He's making me realize that he's all-powerful and that he holds the king's heart in his hand, and he can turn it any way that he wants to. He's letting me see that the just and the unjust are his, and he can do with them anything that he wants, that even my enemies, when they try to come in and they try to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. Whatever it is, he's letting me know as I'm waiting on him that nothing is going to overtake me and destroy the place of my overcoming testimony in him. When my ways please God, when my steps have been ordained and ordered, I'm in agreement and synchronization with God's steps. I'm in the place where his will is being done. Then he makes even my enemies, no matter what they are, the enemies of sickness and disease and attacks, of financial distress, of decisions on the job or in the workplace or in my family or in the church or the ministry, he makes even my enemies be at peace with me, be my footstool, be the place where I step on them, to be the place where I bruise the head of the thing that is be the place where I'm able to show and release the demonstration of his mighty power. Be the place where his name rules. Be the place of my victory. Be the place where I see God show up in strong and mighty way and be the strong power of my life, of your life. So in your wait, don't be anxious. Trust the word that God has spoken to you. Trust that he's not going to fail you. Trust him and tell him to hide you there. Tell him to hold you in his arms. Tell him to reassure you that everything is going to be all right, because this place is just the place of your making. It's the place of your faith. It is the place where you're being stretched. It's the place where you're being, where the faith of God is being really active in you, and you will not fail. You will not falter, because God's word is true. Let God be true in every man, situation, circumstance, and every enemy be a lie. So I pray that you grab this 15 minutes of empowerment and that you take it in and you don't allow the enemy to steal from you this place where God is speaking, because when he speaks, performance happens. Manifestation and demonstration happen. When he speaks, the release is there, the victory, and every good and perfect thing is. So be blessed in the Lord. Thank you for joining me for Save a Life. And we pray that you walk in this empowerment and that you receive this word. And we'll see you tomorrow, if the Lord will allow, for another episode of Empowerment for Save a Life on Blog Talk Radio. Be blessed.